Remember this kid who was just enjoying a Kansas City Chiefs game, dressed up as a chief with his face painted in the team colors, wearing a headdress that happened to belong to his grandfather because his grandfather was a member of one of the Native American tribes, and then Deadspin, the garbage supposed sports website, called him a racist and said that he was wearing blackface? Well, his family is doing the right thing, and they are now suing Deadspin for defamation. This is the same sports website where much of the staff and the editors came down with Trump derangement syndrome, and so the upper management sent a memo to them telling them to stick to sports because they're posting anti-Trump screeds that had absolutely nothing to do with sports. And so many of the staffers resigned, and one of the senior editors defied the directive and continued to complain about Donald Trump. And so thankfully, what a surprise, he was fired. And they're going to be begging this kid's family to settle this case as soon as possible for at least $1 million, hoping that it doesn't cost them 10 or 20 times that in damages, not to mention legal fees if this thing actually goes to court. And they've already apologized on the website, the original URL, they removed the kid's photo, they removed any reference to it. So they are scared. And this is what needs to happen because the cultural climate in this country has gotten so toxic that not just twits on Twitter, we would expect to spew nonsense, feel comfortable accusing anyone and everyone, including kids, being racists, white supremacists, but also major media outlets and Democrat members of Congress as well. Apparently these clowns didn't learn their lesson or get the message from the Nick Sandman defamation case, which CNN settled likely for several million dollars, along with NBC News, The Washington Post, and others, because they knew that if that case went to trial, it could easily end up costing them tens of millions of dollars in damages. Also, in case you missed it, the family of a San Diego middle school kid is suing his school after they ridiculously accused him of wearing blackface to a high school football game because he was wearing war paint, and they suspended him. And this is what a small world it is. The kid's father, after this happened, emailed me because he's a regular viewer of this channel and asked me what I think he should do. And of course, I recommended that he sue them. You see, sometimes I engage in, well, I guess you would call it community service behind the scenes. And sometimes I'll talk to certain other content creators or members of Congress and kind of nudge them in the right direction, plant seeds, try to show them the light and guide them where they need a little bit of help. And it's long past due that white people start using the legal system to fight back against the systemic anti-whiteism that we've seen growing and growing over the last decade or so, that's boiled over in the last few years. The DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, which of course is just a code word for anti-whiteism. Like the manager at Starbucks who got fired for being white and then sued them and won over $25 million. Progressive Insurance is being sued by Stephen Miller's law firm because of their anti-whiteism, offering $25,000 grants to only black-owned businesses. This is a growing trend, and it's only going to get bigger because it's going to take years to dismantle the systemic anti-whiteism. The San Diego Gas and Electric employee, who is a Mexican, you may recall, who was fired for cracking his knuckles. Somebody took a photo of him when he was in an SDG&E truck outside of a Black Lives Matter march. Remember that story? And it looked like he was making the OK hand sign. So they fired him. He is suing. Billionaire Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks and one of the hosts of Shark Tank on CNBC, may be sued very soon for admitting that he is, well, violating discrimination laws just openly on Twitter. That's what I mean. The culture has gotten so toxic that these people are so delusional that they don't even actually think that they're doing anything wrong. After he was bragging on Twitter about violating the discrimination laws in order to create a diverse workforce, one of the commissioners at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission replied to him, signaling that an investigation is underway. Stephen Miller's America First Legal Foundation filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission against Macy's for their systemic anti-whiteism. And to pour salt in the wound, they did it, I think, the day before or 2 days before the famous Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. They also filed a complaint against IBM after James O'Keefe obtained that internal communication showing the CEO openly admitting that They are a systemically anti-white and anti-male company.
So we take underrepresented and gender. You got to move both forward by a percentage. That leads to a plus on your bonus. By the way, if you lose, you lose part of your bonus. I'm not trying to finesse this. So for blacks, we should try to get towards 13.something%. On Hispanics, you got to get into the mid-teens. So let me say it. Asians in the U.S. are not an underrepresented minority in a tech company.
And corporate America is now running scared. As the Los Angeles Times notes, Trump advisor Stephen Miller is making corporate America rethink diversity hiring. Of course, diversity is code word for anti-white, making them rethink their anti-whiteism. This from ABC News, how corporate America is slashing DEI workers amid backlash to diversity programs. DEI officers say they faced cuts in the years since George Floyd. Aww. And the article goes on to say that, of course, it was sparked by George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter insurrection of 2020. This from Forbes magazine, why business leaders are pulling the plug on DEI. Well, I'll tell you why, because they're all afraid of getting sued. And people are very upset at Stephen Miller for being the tip of the spear and leading this really fight against anti-whiteism. This from the Daily Beast, the online waste of cyberspace. Stephen Miller's right-wing lawsuit machine must be stopped. No, we're just getting started, and Stephen Miller has a message for anybody who has been affected by this or may be affected by it in the future.
If you or a loved one were denied a job, raise, promotion, or professional opportunity as a result of diversity quotas, equity mandates, affirmative action, or other racial preferences, we want to hear from you. Please call us at 1-877-AFL-5454 or go to aflegal.org/hotline. As a nonprofit, all services provided by America First Legal's attorneys are free to our clients.
You hear that, guys? It's not even going to cost you any money because the America First Legal Foundation takes the cases on contingency basis, which means that they just take a portion of the winnings to then pay for their fees. And by the way, this video is not sponsored by the America First Legal Foundation, although I certainly would like it to be. I might have to actually call them and see if they want to sponsor me. As you guys know, I don't do sponsors. I don't promote products and do ad reads, but I would make an exception for the America First Legal Foundation. Instead, I just write books in my kitchen on a laptop, like my new War on Conservatives, which you should order in paperback from Amazon.com if you haven't read it yet, or download it from any of the major ebook stores. And of course, there's a link to the Amazon listing in the description below. So click it and head on over there and check it out.